This is Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And it's good to be here tonight. I want to thank you for tuning in, and thank you for those who will be tuning in. And you know, I want to talk about because today, if you all know what today is Election Day. In which we have a God-given duty to go out and vote for the right people to be put in place, that this country could be one step closer to repentance and to have a revival in this nation, okay? And I went out and voted last Friday. I had a chance to do that, and I don't know about you all, but the Democrats are not getting a very good rap. And so I just voted all Republican. And I won't tell you who and what it is, but I just voted all Republican because I don't really trust, I don't trust any Democrat. And I don't trust especially the very dangerous liberal Democrats that are basically brainwashing the masses into accepting the reality of socialism and a communistic one world society. And here's the thing about the there are even some Republicans that are about as liberal as a lot of the Democrats are, but at least with the Republicans, you have probably more of a chance to get someone in that is a little bit more conservative than liberal. But anyways, I'm not going to really get into that whole deal. But today is Election Day. And, you know, with Bible prophecy and with America and stuff, you know, a lot of people might not point out, well, people will probably point out that America is not in the Bible. And here's the thing. You don't really see America in the Bible, but what if we see America in the Bible in the form of Babylon? And so the title of the message tonight is America is Babylon. And we're going to kind of go through, scripture. And I mean, and it's not just America, but it can, you know, and there, and the thing is, Babylon can be many things. It can be America. It could be individual churches. It can even be individuals. It can even be, it's even the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church is Babylon. I mean, Catholicism is not Christian. Catholicism is, in fact, Babylonian witchcraft. That is what Catholicism is. But I want to kind of focus on America. I want to focus on our nation. And when you read in the scriptures, when you get to Revelation, we're going to be reading out of Revelation 17. And when you read out of Revelation 17, it sounds an awful lot like America. And I'm actually going to kind of mention some things throughout this particular scripture, set of scriptures, and correlate it to America. And let's see, and we'll see if there is a direct connection with Revelation 17 to America and what could happen to America. Okay? So, if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Revelation chapter 17. Revelation 17. And we're going to start in verse 1. Okay? And it says, "And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters." Now, when we think of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, we see that that could be a direct reference to the Catholic Church because of where the Vatican is at. Because the Vatican is in Rome, so it's really like a city within a city. It's kind of its own nation, really, headed up by the Pope. But Italy, we see that, it sits on many waters and it sits on seven hills. But let me ask you a question. Does not America even sit on many waters? See, it doesn't say how many waters. It just says many waters. Okay? Think about it. You got the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. You got the Caribbean or the Caribbean, whatever you prefer. And then you also have all these lakes and rivers, that are in the, of course you have all these lakes and rivers, but you have three kind of major oceans. You got the Atlantic, Pacific, and the Caribbean. Well, the Caribbean is really not an ocean, but you got those three things. Okay? Many waters. Okay? So, could America also qualify for that? Possibly. Okay, now, it says, "I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication." Now, we can see that this could be the Catholic Church headed up by the Pope. Because you see that Pope Francis, the talking Pope, or El Papa, or Francis the talking Pope that speaks out of his mouth. And by the way, Pope Francis is not God. He is a human being who is a sinner just like the rest of us and needs to be saved. But you see Pope Francis, El Papa, the talking Pope, meeting with different religious organizations and leaders, and one of them was Benny Hinn and Paula White and possibly Joel Osteen and some of these other people. Okay, but you have the Pope visiting with these people, trying to come together to form a one world religion. Okay, and so you see that Pope Francis is meeting with all these different kings and rulers. He's met with presidents. He's met with Islamic leaders. He's met with anyone you could think of, he's probably met with them already. Okay, so here's the thing. So the Catholic Church could fit that, and probably does. Okay, but how does America... How can America fit with committed fornication and the inhabitants of the earth? Let me tell you something. We like to call that the UN, the United Nations. You know why? Because that's where all the top, leaders from different nations that they have submitted to partake of the United Nations to do whatever they do. Okay? They have these they have these UN ambassadors from different nations come in. And by the way, and the UN, the United Nations, is in New York. If you know what else is in New York, it's the Statue of Liberty. But that statue does not represent freedom. The Statue of Liberty is representing the female goddess, the Queen of Heaven, it represents Mystery Babylon the Great. It represents Ishtar. It represents all the other abominable false goddesses that are out there. Diana, Columbia, Ishtar, Ashtaroth, whatever you like to name it. That is what the Statue of Liberty is. The Statue of Liberty is none other than Mystery Babylon, and that is in New York. I believe, what's it off of? Ellis Island? I think it is. I can't remember. I think it's Ellis Island. But you see that the UN is also located in New York. And we also see that this is where you have all these top, I keep blanking on the name, but you have all these top people from all over the world that come and meet at the UN, these ambassadors to different countries that come and represent their nation at the United Nations. And the United Nations, the goal and purpose of the UN is to really usher in a one world order and to crown the Antichrist. The UN is not a peacekeeping initiative. And by the way, if you're wondering who started the UN, okay, it was Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson actually enacted a thing called the League of Nations. And I can't remember the year, but then it was actually changed from the League of Nations to the United Nations. So really, it was Woodrow Wilson who started the whole thing, okay? So you see that we're basically, you know, in America here in New York, we're having all these kings and all these people, ambassadors, working at the UN. Okay? And the expression is, this nation's probably going to bed with a lot of these nations. So let me read that again. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Now, doesn't that sound a lot like America? Okay? Doesn't that kind of sound a lot like America? With the UN and everything. But it also can correlate to Pope Francis and the Catholic Church, because Pope Francis is meeting with all these evangelical leaders and Muslim leaders and New Age leaders to form a one world religion. That's what he's trying to do. That's what he's pushing for. Okay, this can also correlate to the Catholic Church, and it can also correlate to this nation. Okay, now let's continue reading. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Now, this beast, I believe, is going to be the New World System. It's really going to be, could this possibly be, could America and the Catholic Church and any other aspects to Babylon, could it be that the world system will actually kill off America and the Catholic Church and usher in a one world religion? Could it be? Because think about it. The Antichrist is going to subdue, he's going to subdue and kill, I think it's like 3 kings. I think it was. I can't remember, but it's in the book of Daniel. Okay? But couldn't one of those be America? Just throwing a bone out there. Could it be that America could be destroyed by the beast system? Because America is Mystery Babylon. Okay? And if you know about America, America is the biggest exporter of pornography, and we are actually the ones in this nation to produce most of the world's pornography. Why is that? See, we live in such a corrupt nation. So this is why it's so important for you to go out and vote. Why? So that this nation can repent. But this nation is Babylon. This nation is Mystery Babylon the Great. And by the way, like I said, the Statue of Liberty in New York is not the symbol for freedom. It is that Statue of Liberty. That statue is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. And she is holding a torch. That's the torch of Lucifer, the light of Lucifer. It has something, say, I can't remember. If anyone remembers, please, like, leave a comment. For those on YouTube that watch it, if you remember what it is, please put it in the comments on YouTube. Or just even comment on the Facebook page if you're on Facebook as well. But basically, the Statue of Liberty is indeed Babylon. Okay? So, just a thought. Could it be that America could be destroyed and judged under the beast system? Because and by the way, hang on a second. I want you guys to hold your places there. I want you to turn with me to Revelation chapter, I think it's 2. Chapter 2. Yes. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira, write these things, saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Okay, hang on. And by the way, doesn't that sound like a lot like what America is? America is. Let's read that again and let's break this down. Okay. Notwithstanding, I have few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel. You know who Jezebel is? That's Mystery Babylon the Great. And what is America? America is Mystery Babylon the Great. Okay? Which calleth herself a prophetess. By the way, you know what's interesting about America? What's interesting is that you have all these so-called women preachers, women pastors, which, by the way, they have no business, by the laws of God and by God's word, they are not to be pastors. Paul writes, your women are to keep silent in the churches and to be subject under the law. The office of pastor and deacon are only ordained for the man, not the woman. But these women preachers, you want to know something? They call themselves pastors, and yet they are not ordained to be pastors. Remember, what does Babylon do? She calleth herself a prophetess, which means she is not a real prophetess of God. And yet, in America, and probably all over the world, you have women pastors. They call themselves pastors, but through their teeth, they lie and they rebel against God's word, because God's word doesn't say anything about women pastors. And by the way, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And I'm going to tell you something. This nation, America, has rebelled against God, and America is guilty of witchcraft. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? America is Babylon. She has rebelled against God, and therefore rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And by the way, God has given America a space to repent. Okay, we're going to read that. We're going to continue on. Okay, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication. America is the biggest producer of pornography. Okay, it's like pornography is being everywhere, even in Hollywood. It's actually quite disgusting that Hollywood would make pornographic films. And yet you have so-called Christians that go to see it and think there's nothing wrong with it. Okay? To teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication. That's what America's doing. America, you need to repent. This is why you all need to vote. This is why we have election day today. Because I'm going to tell you something. We need good politicians that will actually get in there and work just as hard as Donald Trump. I don't really give a hoot about all these liberal Democrats, and I really don't give a hoot of these liberal Republicans. Liberalism is socialism, basically the Democratic Party is like the socialistic party from back in World War II, but in a more repackaged, less sinister form. But actually, that sinisterness is coming out. You know why? Because Trump is calling them out on it. And actually, partially, part of the reason why I voted for Trump was because I believe that Trump would actually bring judgment to this nation. Because, you know, and the thing is, Democrats are about as liberal as they can be. And Trump is calling all these people out. By the way, if Nancy Pelosi becomes the Speaker of the House, that's not going to be good. I'm going to tell you right now, that's not going to be good. Under no circumstance should that be the Speaker of the House. And it's because of all those Democrats and all their laws. That's why this nation is Babylon. That is why I titled this message, America is Babylon. Because America is Babylon. And by the way, if people want to come and start speaking evil of me, you know what? God's got my back anyways. So, you know, God will take care of the mockers and scoffers, right? That's what he'll judge them one of these days. Anyways, continuing on. So Jezebel calls herself a prophetess to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. That's what Planned Parenthood is all about. Planned Parenthood or Planned Murderhood is really about sacrificing children to Baal and they're eating them. That's an abomination. You know, when I hear about Planned Murderhood, this is what I want to do. Just boo them, because I'm going to tell you something. Planned Murderhood is sacrificing kids to Baal and Astaroth and eating them. That is disgusting. That is disgusting, and it's abominable. No wonder why we're on the cusp of this. We are in big trouble. And we're in big trouble in this nation. Okay? We are in big trouble. Here's the main thing I want to get out of this. And I gave her a space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Here's the thing. America has gone to bed. Actually, it's not really a joke, but America has gone to bed with a lot of the world's leaders, and we call that the United nations. Okay? America has gone to bed with a lot of the world, and we call it the United Nations, the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, the talking, has gone to bed with a lot of the religious leaders, such as Joel Osteen, Paula White, which she is not a pastor, by the way. She's a liar and she is a deceiver, and she rebels against God. But Pope Francis, the talking pope, is basically bringing everyone together to be in bed with the Catholic Church. Everyone's all going back to the Catholic Church. I don't understand why. Actually, I do, because the Catholic Church is really wanting to go to bed with everybody. That makes the Catholic Church a whore. That's what makes this nation a whore. Because this nation has been whoring around with different nations called the United Nations. Okay? I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Let me tell you something. Right now, God is giving America a space to repent. And do you think we are repenting? Should we repent? This is why it's so important that Bible believers need to get out and vote. Today is election day, and the polls are actually, the voting places are probably already closed. You had your chance to vote early. In the state of Arkansas, we had early voting. I had the chance to go out and vote on Friday. But you had a chance to vote. But now they're closed. The voting places are closed. They're tallying up the results. And so, I just hope and pray that, you know, we can have revival in this nation. Amen. So anyways, let's go back to Revelation 17. where was I? Okay. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a gold cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Now let me ask you a question. Doesn't that kind of sound a lot like the Statue of Liberty? You know why? Because the Statue of Liberty, which represents Babylon, has a cup in her hand. And that cup has fire in it. The fire of Lucifer, or the fire of Satan is what it is. But let me kind of bring this point. Isn't it interesting that when a person goes to a bar to order an alcoholic beverage, it's interesting that the very few drinks, they'll actually flame it. I don't know why, but there's like this flame that kind of goes over those beverages. It kind of makes you kind of wonder about the Statue of Liberty. Is there something in that cup that's flamed over? I don't know. Perhaps maybe alcohol, because she's, I don't know, drunk with the blood of saints. Let me tell you something. We're very close in this nation for Babylon to start persecuting Bible believers. Let me tell you something. There is coming a shaking. This shaking could possibly be very strong persecution against Bible-believing, born-again Christians. You know why? Because they stand for truth. We stand for truth, and we stand for God. And Babylon don't like it. No wonder why God took his hand off this nation. Because back in the 60s, we told God we didn't want him in school anymore. Guess what? It's not just schools. Now we don't want them in our churches. And even worse, we don't want them in our homes. And we sit here and wonder and think, why is Jezebel ruling this nation? Because God is not going to force himself on people. He gave us a free will. And because this nation said, we don't want you, God, God left. But you want to know something? He's knocking at that door, wanting to come back in. And guess what? We're not letting him in because we think that we have it made here in America. By the way, we think we're all that and rich, but we're poor and wretched. That's who we are. We're poor and wretched. This nation is poor and wretched, and they think that they're true. And they think they're true, and they think that they're rich, but really, they are poor, and they're in shame, and this nation is in nakedness. This nation is naked. You know why? Because this nation has a lot of shame to it. We became so puffed up and so prideful in this nation. Then this nation's heart has starting to harden. No wonder why we're becoming a cursed nation. No wonder why all these two-faced... Hang on a second. No wonder why all these two-faced Nazi baby-eating liberal Democrats are wanting to get their revenge. I'm kind of wondering if there's actually Democrats. If there are actually Democrats that actually came over from Germany. Like the much older ones. Anyways. Bernie Sanders is just a flat out socialist. Which is really interesting because he's a Democrat and yet he's up in age and he's all socialism. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kind of throwing something out there. let's see here. Let's continue on. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. You want to know something? Under Barack Obama, we had believers that were killed. It may not have been in our nation. But we probably have brothers and sisters overseas in other foreign nations killed, and Obama didn't do a whole lot about it. That's wicked. That is flat out wicked. See, at least Trump and Pence are actually wanting... there's a certain family I can't remember his name, but there was a missionary that was recently killed, and he was actually from Indiana, so he was from where Pence is from, and Mike Pence got on and kind of explained the whole situation, and people donated to get this family out of there and back home. You want to know something about the Trump administration? Is that he did more for Bible believers than Obama ever did in the last 8 years. Obama did squat when it came to Bible believers being persecuted and killed, and now he's got blood on his hands. And guess what? America got drunk off that. Think about that. America got drunk off that. Okay? It's not right. Verse 7. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carrieth her, which had the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. When when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is, and here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the mountain, the woman sitteth. So here's the thing. That can actually more correlate to the Catholic Church. Okay? But the Vatican, the Catholic Church, and Pope Francis, the talking pope, and America sit on many waters. Why? Because you have the... You have... three bodies of water that encompass America. The Pacific, the Atlantic, and you got the Caribbean. Okay? Three bodies of water. Maybe even more. But we see that sitting on seven mountains, that could possibly pertain to just the Vatican. It could also maybe pertain to us. I'm not quite sure how that could. But, you know. But anyways, we'll continue on. So, okay, and there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, goeth into perdition. Wow, that is like a mouthful. That is a mouthful. I just try reading that really super fast. That's a mouthful. Continuing on though, okay, and the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Okay, by the way, there was a partial fulfillment of that verse. Okay, the Club of Rome, I think it was back in the 70s, the Club of Rome divided the whole world into 10 different sections. Why do you think under Obama they were really heavily pushing the North American Union? Because part of the North American Union was actually probably one of those 10 kingdoms. And I'm going to tell you something, even though they may not seem to be pushing it now, I bet you they're still pushing for it. I bet you they are still pushing for it. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sittest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Okay, stop right there. I think I know how this can correlate to America. Okay, let's read that again. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. What is so unique about America? America has many people from different nations come in, and they have different languages and tongues. There are many different kinds of people that live here legally. But you also have the United Nations. So think about it. Multitude of people, nations, and tongues. The United Nations. And the melting pot of many cultures that are in this nation alone. Amen? So, and the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Let me tell you something. God has given this nation a space to repent. But if we don't repent, you know what Jesus is going to do? He's going to cast her and her children into a bed of tribulation. And them that commit adultery with her into a bed of tribulation. And we just read, and the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. That is a judgment, folks. That's a judgment. That's tribulation. What makes you think? And by the way, burn her with fire. What did God do to Sodom? He destroyed it, didn't he? With what? Fire and brimstone. Fire and brimstone shall burn her with fire. Let us not be ignorant, brethren, that God cannot. Let's not be ignorant, brethren, with the fact that God can judge this nation just as he judged Sodom and Gomorrah. Be not ignorant of that fact, brethren. Be not ignorant of that. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. You know what's really interesting about America? Another interesting about thing about America? And actually, that's the end of the chapter. Okay. Who right now is like the major superpower in the world? That's America, isn't it? Haven't we not ruled over kings? Haven't we not ruled over other places? I bet we have. And I bet we had no business of doing so. You know why? Because it seems like any time under Obama, we just had to go and police the world. That's what we had to do as a nation. Just go and just police everybody. Just be big brother upon every single nation. Okay? So listen. I mentioned quite a bit of stuff tonight. I want you guys to take that into consideration. Okay? Is America Babylon? Could Revelation 17 be talking about America as Babylon? Can it? Because the way I see it, see, the actual Babylon won't be rebuilt. Okay? But what if we in America are a modern day Babylon? Just food for thought. Is Revelation 17, could it be talking about America? Could it be? I'll let you be the judge of that. Okay? Listen, I love you guys. And I know I mentioned a lot. I didn't really have a whole lot planned. But here's the thing. Judgment's coming to America. And today, and by the way, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow, judgment could come tomorrow in America. Judgment could come to America tomorrow. We don't know. Okay? If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can get that settled right here and right now. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, and you put your faith and trust in him, you'll be saved. Okay? That means you have to go before the Lord sincerely and repent of your sins. Ask him to forgive you of your sins, to cleanse you and to wash you, to fill you with his spirit, but to believe that he died on the cross for your sins, okay, and to ask you to wash you and to cleanse you and to fill you with his spirit, but most importantly, to put your faith and trust in him. Amen. Now listen, okay, I don't want you taking my word for things. Okay? I am a man. I am human. I have my downfalls. Okay? But listen. I want you to take what I say and I want you to match it up with this. Okay? And if what I say doesn't match with this Bible, okay, then let God be true and every man a liar. And if I'm wrong, then I ask that the Lord will correct and rebuke and chasten me for what I've said was wrong. And to show me where I was wrong. Because I'm going to show you, I'm going to tell you that I will be judged. I will have to give an account as to everything I've said and preached. I have to give an account. Okay? But if I'm right, then I pray that God will show you what I'm talking to you about. Amen? Listen, I love you guys. Okay? And because I love you, I tell you the truth. Okay? But don't take my word for things. You be good. You be Bereans and you take what I say and do your own homework. Amen. You do the homework. Don't go by what Brandon says. Because what Brandon says can be wrong. You go by what the Word of God says. Amen. You take out your Bible and you search it out and you search the scriptures to see if I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. This is Pastor Brandon. I'm going to be signing off for the evening. Please continue to pray for me and this ministry and pray for these videos. Tomorrow I am going to be going. Tomorrow's Wednesday. So yeah, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a. I'm going to try to get back into doing devotions. I'm going to be getting back into doing live devotions tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. Thursday, we're going to have Pastor Brandon live. I'm going to have Pastor Brandon live on Friday. So with that said, I love you guys. God bless you. Pray for me. Pray for this ministry. And pray that God will take these videos and just use them for His glory, for His honor, and for His kingdom, and for His purposes. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you. Maybe if the good Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow for our live devotion. God bless you guys. Love you. See you. Bye.